Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ali Bianco. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, April 29th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. In campus news, Northwestern University announced this morning that Vice President for Student Affairs, Julie Payne Kirkmeyer, will be leaving her post to become the next Vice President for Student Success at Indiana University. JPK will be bidding us farewell on August 1st. And in some exciting news for entertainment this week, A&O Productions announced yesterday that the main act of their A&O ball will be Flo Milli. And Mayfest Productions, the organizers of Dillo Day, have finally let out their best kept secret just this morning. Remy Wolf will be headlining our 50th annual Dillo Day. Man, it's a good time to be a Wildcat. Looking to Chicago today, Mayor Lori Lightfoot told the Chicago Sun-Times yesterday that she will be running for re-election and that the official announcement would be coming soon. She will face off against Alderman Ray Lopez and millionaire businessman Willie Wilson. In national news, Moderna is looking to expand vaccine access to the youngest of children in the U.S. The company asked the Food and Drug Administration yesterday for approval on low-dose shots for children under 6 years old. Moderna has stated that two shots for toddlers would be around 40 to 50% effective, a far cry from the effectiveness of the vaccine for adults. But Dr. Paul Burton, the chief medical officer of Moderna, told the AP that these two shots will, quote, safely protect them, end quote. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ali Bianco. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next Monday for another edition of The Daily Cat.